This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of things about me, you don't know anything about, Daddy. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand. Things you shouldn't understand.
I don't understand.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Daddy. A rebel.
That would be the voice of Paul Rubens, who was known as Pee Wee Herman, dead at the age of 70 after duking it out with cancer for a lot of years and keeping that silent battle mostly to himself, an actor and a comedian. Some say an overgrown child in a good way, with a tight gray suit and an unforgettable laugh. He certainly was an 80s pop cultural phenom. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us and joining us on this show. A little bit more about Rubens. He really took that Pee-wee character to many, many places, including Saturday morning TV, Pee-wee's Playhouse, and there were a couple of Pee-wee movies too as well. Pee-wee's Big Adventure and gosh, so many things that he did with him. There was a sequel a few years later, Big Top Pee-wee, where Pee-wee was trying to join the circus, and he did other roles, but he was so known for that. Jimmy Kimmel posted on Instagram, I saw it today, Paul Rubens was like no one else, a brilliant and original comedian who made kids and their parents laugh at the same time. He never forgot a birthday and shared his genuine delight for silliness with everyone that he met. So, again, whether it was in these roles where maybe people weren't familiar with Pee-wee, where he was Paul Rubens and you didn't see Pee-wee, he was in Tim Burton's 92 movie, Batman Returns, he was in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie, he did guest star appearances in a couple of different things, including Murphy Brown, which was a television series in the 80s. He was a drug dealer in Johnny Depp's 2001 movie Blow, and he spent time on Broadway. And I thought it was interesting to look at what some people said about him. And I like what the director, Guillermo de Toro, said. He said he was one of the patron saints of all misfitted, weird, maladjusted, wonderful, miraculous oddities. That was a good way to put that. So rip at the age of 70. Meanwhile, what do we have going on across the United States? Temperatures are definitely rising, which makes it extremely difficult to focus on a lot of things. Got to be tough if you're working outside. It's easy to ignore when it's so hot, but when it's hot, it's a whole different kind of thing. I almost feel like I'm a weather person when I jump on and crack open this mic half the time, because I'm telling you about how many consecutive days of heat are we getting hit with. But I know many of you in this audience, because you reach out and tell me about it, are concerned about the weather and are looking for some kind of a break. In Phoenix, you're not getting a break. I mean, 31 consecutive days of at least 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Other parts of the Southwest, other parts of the East and Midwest, you're feeling some of that extreme weather too as well. So July, pretty steamy, pretty hot, could be the hottest month recorded for a lot of places. And the other offshoot to this, of course, is some of these wildfires that are burning out of control in various places, like in California's Mojave National Preserve. They get fires, but because you have erratic winds, and then you got firefighters who are making some progress, making some headway with that, but pretty tough where they go out there and then the winds switch and move in different directions, and you really are using up a lot of resources, especially when you have other fires like in Riverside County, also in Southern California, the Bonnie Fire, where you're talking about almost 4 miles in these hills and people having to evacuate homes, over, you know, 1,000 people that have to hurry and scurry and get out. And you know, we're seeing that dozens of people, especially if you're talking about air conditioning, which laughably, if you look up the history of air conditioning, hey, that was a luxury. Now it is absolutely a survival mechanism. You need the air to survive because it's just that hot, hot, hot. And it's sticky and it's awful. And yeah, we totally, totally get it. We totally get it. Something I think that is pretty interesting, you know, we've talked about this a bunch of different times in New York. This is another thing that is a common denominator for all of us. You know, we deal with the weather, whatever the weather is, and we talk about the weather, and because we're out in it, of course, and it's where we live, and it's what's happening with our families, our yards, and all of that kind of thing. In Miami, they're talking about piles of trash that are overflowing, and then septic tanks that are overflowing too as well. Just horrible conditions where you've got public health at risk. And so they're talking about, wow, you know, what do we do? Because we're getting so many influx of so many people, and you've got construction on new housing. You know, you have, what are you doing with the taxes in like Miami-Dade County, where they've really, really spiked, but they have to do something about the trash. They have to solve the sewage crisis, and they have a sewage crisis because of the shift in population, 2.7 million, you know, that population is. So they have a moratorium. They had to put a moratorium in certain places on new construction, because they cannot meet the needs, and they can't get to this trash, and they're having the problems with the overflow, the heavy rainfall, the septic tanks, and all of that in between. What's really crazy for everybody out there who's had to do this, imagine you're a new homeowner and everything that you go through with owning a new home. Now you have to, on average, spend about $20,000 to connect your property to a sewer line. Wow. I can't imagine, right? And they're trying to overhaul this whole thing and figure out what to do with these septic tanks, but they're talking about the estimates to do that, $4 billion. Let's just say this. I've looked at some video somebody sent me, and it kind of piqued my attention, and I think there's more stories being reported about it. And I looked at that, and I thought, oh, thank goodness I do not live there. Because, one, it's crazy what you have to pay for that. But also in dealing with the whole trash pickup thing. Hopefully better times ahead. All right, stick with us, because coming up round the bend, we are talking about what's happening in the sports world. How are the women doing as far as World Cup is concerned, the U.S. women? That's up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Yeah, we're in the man cave, but we're going to start with the women in the world of sports. The women that a lot of men are watching, a lot of women are watching, and it's Team USA. And what will happen as they get ready to face Portugal, which is actually coming up in a handful of hours. It's in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. Eastern. So it's pretty big for the U.S. women. They beat Vietnam 3-0. Then it was a 1-1 draw against the Netherlands. And now it's Portugal who is the next opponent. And, you know, the storylines of this have become really interesting. I think people are starting to know some of the names of the players and people like me who, frankly, I'm a Big Four person, the Big Four sports. You know that. I've talked about that and working with NBC and CBS and whatnot. And it's not that I completely ignored soccer, but soccer wasn't on the radar unless it was a tournament like this. But it's pulling people in for sure in the U.S. Fox is getting some decent ratings, and that's good news. The U.S. women have a chance to make history if they win the World Cup, because that would be three straight, which hasn't been done, male, female, whatever, and that would be a sweet thing to see happen, that's for sure. But this is not going to be a slouch opponent. They're in the competition for the first time, but it doesn't mean that they're not good, meaning Portugal. So the U.S. needs to be able to get by them. We'll see if they're able to do that using some of the youth that they have on the team and some of the veterans that they have on this team. It's weird when you watch it, right? I'm watching it and I think, man, of any sport that I played or participated in, how do they go up and down this field constantly getting smashed in the head with a foot here, a foot there? It's been fun to watch the young Sophia Smith, who has scored a couple of goals and is always looking for the ball. And then there's the veteran, the wily veteran, Alex Morgan, who is absolutely a fan favorite. And there's another name that you hear a lot about, Rose Lavelle, who seems like she's on every piece of the turf. She's everywhere, every place they need her to be. And, boy, that's good to have and handy to have a player like that, that's for sure. All right, because we're into training camp now, NFL training camps, it's a good time to remind you, of course, we're going to be doing Nail the Score on Tuesday nights. But, you know, training camp, we're seeing some veterans that are having problems, that are getting hurt. We're seeing some potentials, meaning they could potentially really start on a front line, getting hurt. So, for example, the Broncos have had a couple of things that have happened. So the Denver Broncos wide receiver Tim Patrick, who missed the 22 season with a torn right ACL, suffered a torn left Achilles during practice on Monday. He had to be carted off the field with the injury, and an MRI confirmed that tear. So he's going to miss his second consecutive season with an injury. Oh, that's a big hit. He was one of the big leaders and led the team in touchdowns in 2021, the last full season that he played. So to see him get carted off the field is pretty tough. Sometimes they say, you know, one Achilles gets blown out, watch out for the other one. And sadly, that's what happened to him. The Broncos also had to deal with KJ Hamler, who announced that he was diagnosed with a mild heart irritation, and he said he's going to miss some time, but he hoped to be back on the field this season after treatment with medication. So they waived him with a non-football illness designation on Monday so that he could undergo treatment and potentially bring him back later if he's cleared. So now that's two wide receivers, one totally done, this one out. Now, Hamler played in seven games last season, and he was placed on injured reserve in the beginning of December with a hamstring injury. So he said that he had chest pains during workouts before training camp, and he had a torn chest muscle earlier in the off season, and said it's very tough to deal with this. And he put out a big post where he said, it's not a farewell, it's not a goodbye, this is, I'll see you soon, I'm taking a break for my health. So we know that the Broncos are going to be looking for help as far as wideouts are concerned. And like I said, this is what all the teams are dealing with. Who's healthy, what's happening in practices, all of that and everything in between. We're still through the dog days, or going through the dog days of baseball. At least that's what it's called. I think it's an interesting time to watch the teams that continue to thrive and those that are trying to gain a foothold in some of these series. The Phillies knocked off the Marlins 4-2. The Nationals beat the Brewers 5-3. The Tampa Rays, who have, I think, the best slogan ever, raise up. Of course, raise up. It's so easy, right? 5-1, beating the Yankees. It's a packed house. Everybody hates the Tropicana, but boy, when the Yankees come to play, every New Yorker comes out of the woodwork to watch the Yankees, so they would be disappointed in that one, that's for sure. The Orioles pick up a nice win over the Blue Jays 4-2. They now have 65 wins on the season. The Astros, who of course won the World Series last time, beating Cleveland 7-3. The Diamondbacks beating the Giants 4-3, picking up their 57th win in a tight game. Probably good relief for them because while it is hot on the West Coast, it's not quite as hot as we all know it is in Arizona, which is, of course, where they played this series. That's where they're playing this series anyway. In the meantime, a lot of people are talking about Bronny James, LeBron James' son, who plays for USC. Last week, we were talking about Bronny having to be taken to the hospital and such concern about the 18-year-old and his heart. It was pretty scary to hear the 911 call and, you know, what happened to him. So just 5 days after he went into cardiac arrest, there was a video that was posted by LeBron James of his son playing the piano with the family and smiling and getting up and no speaking or any of that kind of thing. And the superstar player LeBron just said, a man of many talents. And then there was a photo of him out to dinner with his family. And they're showing him obviously recovering from all of this. He was released from the hospital on Thursday. He's undergoing tests to determine the cause of that cardiac arrest. He committed to USC in May, and he, of course, is one of the nation's top prospects out of Sierra Canyon School. And the concern is, of course, the natural concern. Is he going to be okay to play? We've seen this with some other players. What does that all mean? And that's to be determined. The take on that is the test. You know, looking at the test, what does it mean? What happened here at just 18? Because we certainly have heard more of these stories, right? All right, Stuart Sink is going to serve as the vice captain for the United States Ryder Cup team this fall in Rome. Nice place to play, huh? The team captain is Zach Johnson, so he announced that. And it's a big deal in trying to, in his role and in the role of Zach Johnson, in trying to pick the players that you think will fit into the competition for the Ryder Cup. Because, of course, you're competing against the Europeans, and they have a strong team. And there's another example of where people might not be into golf, but because it is the United States playing, and it's that kind of competition, more people might be apt to watch it. And I think that's true. You might be more inclined to tune it in just to see how they're doing. Let's put it that way. All right, if you ever want to share your thoughts on anything to do with the world of sports, you can always send them to me, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up next, a truly inspirational man, Mr. Lewis, who's going to tell you about his story from rags to riches and everything in between.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. Hunter Biden's former business partner claims Hunter would sometimes put his father on speakerphone while meeting with business partners.
Archer talked about the big guy and how Hunter Biden always said, we need to talk to my guy. We need to see when my guy's going to be here.
That's Arizona Republican Andy Biggs after the meeting. The panel investigating whether Joe Biden played a role in his son's foreign business dealings while vice president. A sweltering heat wave is now moving through the South. Heat indexes, which factor in humidity, could soar into triple digits this week across states like Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. In the Southwest, Phoenix has now topped 110 degrees for 31 straight days. Gas prices have hit an 8-month high. According to AAA, the national average yesterday and today has been $3.75 a gallon. Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts and the record-breaking heat. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To introduce you to our next guest, Thyme Lewis. You might remember him, Days of Our Lives. He was a heartthrob, probably still is, Jonah Carver, but on the screen he certainly was. When you think of all-time great daytime soap operas, he's an actor, producer, ex-stuntman, former FEMA, that's right, FEMA inspector, and he's got a terrific book out with a great character. It's called A Week's Worth. Thyme, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate. Right on. Yeah, you know about FEMA. I love it.
I know,
shout out to all the operators out there in the field.
And you really were in the thick of it during Irma. We have to start there because that's also part of what you really feel and see in your book because you write about what you know about. So tell us about your FEMA experiences.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I dropped in. We trained in Dallas, and I dropped in. I had a couple of friends that were down in Katrina and some of the other really heavy-duty sad things. And even when the towers went down, you know, longtime FEMA operators, and they just – I'm a humanitarian at heart. And when I was on Days of Our Lives, I traveled the country religiously, like – 48-week weekends out of the year, I was traveling somewhere, not only to do charity work, but also to like meet people and just different environments to get as much experience with our great country as I could. And with FEMA, I just was missing doing something, giving back. And so I went down when Irma hit, and I worked Florida, Panhandle, all the way down to Miami. And then they needed help in Puerto Rico. And, you know, what a catastrophe that was. So, yeah, it was great. It was just great, you know. I don't mind working 16, 18 hours a day. As long as you have purpose and you're seeing results and you're making an impact, it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, and so you wrap this into this really interesting character, because your story, your book, A Week's Worth, follows basically Mac, who's an ex-Navy SEAL turned FEMA inspector. He helps disaster victims certainly rebuild lives, or their lives, and protects future potential victims anyway from criminals that do the work that they do when disasters happen. So tell us how this book came about, and tell us more about Mac and his character and the series you've created.
Well, sure. So Mac is short for MacGuffin, and MacGuffin is a very interesting term, and I'll let the readers look it up for themselves, or the listeners look it up. But I call him Mac for short, and turns out in this particular book, it very much parallels something that really actually happened with me. My mom was in a bit of disrepair, and I came home to help her, and I spent a week with her, hence the name A Week's Worth. And that's how that title was born, because what takes place in this first book is a 7-day or 8-day period with my mom. Now, my mom's very mad at me at times, so I have to say this in honesty and hilariousness, because I love her dearly. You know, she says to me, you know, Tom, I'm very upset with you right now. I've been reading the book and I'm very upset. And then she's, you know, and then all of her girlfriends and friends all say, oh my God, the book is so great. And she's like, oh, is it? What? I said, Mom, it's called a character arc. If I start you here, you have to go to there. And remember, Mom, it's fiction. Not all of it is true. So we had a ball. We had a really, really beautiful time. And from that and other life experiences, I created some great threads. And I feel like with where we are in the world right now, it just is a ripe field for writing. And the idea of me being a part of FEMA was that character was like born to me on steroids. And on that tip, I love Mitch Rapp by Vince Flynn. I love Lee Child's Jack Reacher. I love Hemingway. I like all these different influences that have been part of the chapters of my life. And I read a ton. And I felt like at this point I was ready to start writing for me and not for other people. So that's what's going on.
I love it. Yes, and MacGuffin, or Mac, is going to have other adventures, because this is just the first book, A Week's Worth, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. But you're going to, this is a series. So just like Vince Flynn's Mitch Rapp, who inspired you, or one of the people that inspired you, this is going to take us in other directions, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, I'm deep into my second book, Blood and Bones, and that happens 4 years prior to this book. And I've already touched in on the accolades of a third. I've got a bunch mapped out. But I love the ability to jump around in time and expose different chapters in this character's life. I've got great through characters of Nadine and Similane, and people keep asking me, was your mom going to be in other books? And I'm like, well, there's going to be elements for sure. There's going to be elements. But it's a really, really fun thing. And I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, says to me, oh, it's bananas. I said, well, you got to spell it out. BANANAS. Because it really tells you how bananas it can be. And bananas are a great fruit, by the way, and we talk about diet in the book, and bananas take on many forms of nutrition depending on when they're super green to when they're super ripe and very sweet and a lot more sugar, and we go all into it, and it's just fun.
It sounds like you're having a blast writing, and we'd be remiss not to ask you about the acting part of your world and being a stuntman. How did all that start? I mean, NBC's Days of Our Lives was huge, and your character was big.
I know. We had so much fun doing it, and I got to work with really the grandfather of America. I mean, McDonald Carey, the voice of Days of Our Lives. When I came onto that show, he was wonderful, and he was still with us, and Alice Horton, his wife on the show, She was a hoot. She'd look at me and she'd go, "What is your name? How do you say it? What is your name?" She was so cute. But it was just a really, really a joy. You know, I got to work with Lisa Rinna and just a wonderful family. And so I have very fond memories. And I did actually go on and bounce around a little bit in a few other shows like Young and the Restless and stuff. But I know those fans are out there and people come up to me once in a while and they go, "Where are you and what are you doing?" And I giggle because I wrote this book. I started on the next book and then I decided to do the audio book. And when I did the audio book and I was back in the studio, it made me miss acting because I'd stepped away for quite a time. And so I just actually went and shot a 2-episode arc on a show called Bosch Legacy, which is a really neat show. And that's on Amazon Prime right now. So I got a little piece in there and we'll see what comes, but the writing is so much fun and you can tell I'm kind of a colorful guy. So.
Yeah. And you know what? I love how you just throw away the Bosch Legacy. I'm a huge Bosch fan. So I know that show very well and it has a huge audience, by the way. That's why it continued. People were upset the whole Legacy thing. They wanted to see it go on. Titus does such a great job. Mimi and all the actors in that. Was it fun working with them?
You can't take your eyes off of him when he's on screen. You cannot take your eyes off him. He's so interesting. And also the guy that Max Martini is also fantastic. I worked with Max and another cat named Guy. And I can't give away storyline, but I can tell you that, yeah, you get it. Yeah, and I'm not surprised the audience is huge. Titus is a rock star.
Yeah, good for you that you're doing all of that. And then in between, you know, you're in such great shape. You live in Carmel, and you were doing the stunt thing. I mean, how do you bounce into stunts from acting?
I've always been a driver. Like, I've always enjoyed fast cars and motorcycles. And I learned to kite surf last year. Who would have thought, like, I'm amazed it took me this long to learn to kite surf or even think about, hey, I want to go up in the air and do this. But a dear friend of mine, Tom McComas down in Hollywood, called me up one day and he goes, "Hey man, I'm working on a show called Sons of Anarchy." And this is years ago when Sons was on. And, Eric Norris is the stunt coordinator and you need to meet this guy. And I was like, "Eric Norris, you mean Chuck Norris's son?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, he's a badass. All right, let me go meet him." And he's like, "Yeah, you can ride." And most stunt guys are ex-racers and things like that. And Tom was funny. He was better at crashing than winning. But he says to me, "Yeah." And he goes, "And the pay's not bad." So that worked out and I had a lot of fun. I was in that game for about 5 years. And ironically, I never got hurt. It was riding home from a job that I got hurt and it took me out of the game for 3 years with some serious injuries. But I feel good. I'm back, and I'm thankful, and yeah, absolutely. That's how I got into stunt work, though, Tom McComas.
Wow. Fine, we could talk to you all day long. Absolutely amazing. You've done some wonderful things, and I love that you give back and did the whole FEMA thing, and then, of course, that becomes a theme in the book. And I'm going to say this again. You can go and get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Go to A Week's Worth. Thyme Lewis, continued success in what you're doing.
Thank you so much, and hopefully we get to hang out again sometime. This was really, really, really nice.
Yeah, it was. Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
What goes on? guys, why settle for poor quality powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nadia Owen is with us. She's in our virtual green room here on Author's Corner, and she's joining me on the show to talk about her book, Looking Beyond the Clouds. And it's so, I think, uplifting is what I'm going to call it. The poetry that's in this, her message that's in it, and what I'm seeing out there, and I think other people will be able to relate to. So we're excited to have her on. Nadia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about, first of all, your reasons for writing the book. Why did you pull together this book of poetry and thoughts and feelings?
So my initial reason was, well, I first started writing the poetry just as a way to express emotions that I wasn't sure I could share. Just as a Christian, a lot of people expect me and other Christians to always be very happy and sunshiny, like I mentioned yesterday. And I put the book together to let other Christians know that it is okay to not always be so happy, and it's okay to doubt your relationship with God or to even be angry with God. And for people that aren't Christians, there's a lot of division in the world right now, and part of that is people having certain presumptions about Christianity and Christians, and I'm hoping to maybe clear the air there a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just something you said to me I thought was great for everybody listening in our off-air conversation. You just mentioned it. It's okay to have a time of weakness, right? That's being human.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what you talk about. And do you think there's pressure on Christians that, ooh, you must be perfect? So they feel that, and then they're feeling like maybe you're being judged.
I feel like a lot of Christians feel sort of this double standard of people expect them to be pompous and phony in a way, but when they're not, then the Christians are hoping that at least then the other person will understand that they're not being phony and that they really do believe in what they're saying. But when they do come off as more pompous and don't really follow what they're teaching, then other people kind of point to them and say, you know, you're not a Christian, or this is what Christianity is really, quote unquote, about.
Yeah. And Looking Beyond the Clouds is a series of poems going through the ups and downs of Christian life, for sure, absolutely. And, you know, we talked about how do you pull them together? You started writing when you were young. You had all kinds of poems that you decided you were going to pull out. And I asked you if there was one, and you probably like them all, but is there one that you would love to do for us, to recite for us?
I was looking through my poetry, and there was one that I kind of had in mind. It's one of the poems of my book, but I feel like it's for everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian, or it doesn't matter what your walk of life is. Everyone has those ups and downs, and I feel like this poem really encapsulates it. It's called Flying Creatures. We are all eggs, hollow shells, that for now wait to be the past of something else. We may be a little creature, little cutter, small and meek. The noise we may make might not be much more than a squeak. But we could be majestic creatures, tall and grand, mighty eagles with wings that stretch across the land. We can't help what we're born to. You could be a strange thing, three eyes and horns too. But what I say to you, what you do to me, forms us and grows us into what we are to be. We may fall and crack. If so, put your past in the back. We may grow prematurely. That's all right if you learn a little early. When you look around at all the flying creatures, you'll be that much higher.
Wow. Really soaked that in. Very, very well done. And you started writing poetry when you were like 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Did you ever think you would end up in a book and be out there in the world?
When I first started writing, no. My poetry was very much so something I kept to my chest, and people kind of saw me just writing a lot, and they got a little bit more curious, so that's kind of how I ended up sharing my poetry. And then more and more people started saying that I should be published, and here we are. But I never thought I would be on the radio or anything like that.
Well, good for you. It is an excellent book, Looking Beyond the Clouds. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, of course, Amazon, wherever great books are sold. And I think it's worthy of telling another reason why you put this out there, because it's something that happened with your mom. Tell us that story.
I first started writing poems like this at about the time that my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And when she was diagnosed, it was already pretty developed. And she was one of the first people that saw my poetry, and she kept asking me to show whatever new poem I had. And she kept reading them and reading them, and eventually she did say that this message should be shared with the world, and she made me promise that I would publish a book of my poetry.
Wow. I think she would be so proud of you. And it's just, there's something about it gives me chills to think of that, and the fact that, you know, it had to be tough to lose her and go through that and then to put that out there in the world. So for you, what do you hope the takeaway is? And I think we're weaving it into this conversation for anyone who picks up Looking Beyond the Clouds, which they can pick up and of course, pick up your book. And what's great about it is they can read it at any point. You can read a poem that lifts you up. You can read something every day if you wanted to do it. What do you hope people take away from your book?
I hope people take away that it doesn't matter what people's expectations of you are. It is okay to, like you said, have that moment of weakness, have that moment of doubting everything, even if it's something that you've believed in your entire life. And it's okay to just take that time for yourself and think things through and find the light in everything. I feel like especially now it is so hard to find the positive in things, but just counting your blessings and the little things and putting one step forward.
Wow, what a great message. So now you're a college student, you're busy. Do you still find time to write new poems?
I do occasionally write poetry because it's still very much so an emotional outlet for me. So when I'm just really overwhelmed with things or something is just really on my mind, I will write poetry. I also write prose. So I've been working on a book. I don't know when it's going to be ready, but I'm still trying to squeeze in some writing time in between everything.
Ooh, so you don't know when the book's going to be ready, but there you go. After the first experience, you're thinking, you're forward thinking, and you're thinking about the next one.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, wow. What was the reaction to, what's the reaction with your friends and family to having this book out there in the world?
Of course, they are very excited for me. I feel like some of my family, it caught them off guard because a lot of them didn't even know I was writing. So to just get, because I posted on social media and all of that, and then they were commenting like, this is insane. We're so happy for you. But when were you writing? And I think another thing, especially when people, a lot of my family came out to support me and bought the book. And when they were reading the book, I got a lot of either they did not see that I was struggling that much at all, and this really helped them to understand me better, or maybe they saw some of it, but they really connected with me and my past better once they read the book.
Wow. Well, I love what you said. Find the light. Pick up the book, Looking Beyond the Clouds. Nadia Owen, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.